Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Our souls are tired of tears, everybody. Welcome to the Football Ramble. It's Wednesday, 27th of October. I'm Kate Mason.
I'm Pete Donaldson.
And I'm Vidisha Nahantaraja.
Kind of surprised to see you here today, Vish, because I thought you'd still be trying to mock up the £1,500 golden steak that the man on the internet has found out you can make for 65 quid.
What?
Yeah.
Tell me
someone's
about this.
Someone has recreated Salt Bae's horrific display of opulence in his kitchen for
£64.50.
How much is gold leaf? Because that's not affordable.
Yeah, not a lot. Because I think the main expense was a steak.
Right,
34
as
gold doesn't. It doesn't actually have any impact on taste. It makes it taste less good.
No, but you do poop gold.
Lovely.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so
it does. Is it Goldschlager? Or Goldschlager? You know, that drink with bits of flecks of gold in it.
Yeah. Welcome to the Football Ramble, everybody. Lovely to see you. Up any precious metals?
No. I was maybe crying them after the weekend. But
oh, God, it's so nice to see you. How did I forget?
Yeah, I know. I thought I'd get away with it on a Wednesday. Yeah. And then even yesterday, giving my beautiful club a kicking. Just because we're not as good anymore, yeah?
Yeah.
People fail sometimes.
Fail to find the right car parking space.
Sometimes you can pay billions and still get it wrong, and I don't think you should be held to account for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
What would you want to hold someone to account for? Like, is there any way in which people should be held to account?
Inconveniencing me.
Inconveniencing
yeah.
you.
Yeah, being mean to me. these are the laws I would like to decree, yeah.
Okay, well, we don't have to talk about it. Perhaps we can do that as a special, like, Patreon subscription thing.
Yeah, okay, what
he can just make little noises into that new app.
What Vish wants.
Yeah.
What a Vish needs.
That'll be so beautiful. Did you enjoy...
Set me free.
Did you enjoy then at the Arsenal game? 2-0 against Leeds and no skin in the game for
I don't think I enjoy football anymore, actually.
I'm a cricket man now.
Yeah, always been a cricket fan. Cricket is the best. You know what? I did, actually, yeah, because I, we've spoken about, like, Arsenal a lot over the last 30 years.
Yeah, not necessarily positively.
No, not at all. Yeah, it was, certainly in the last 2 or 3 years. And it's feels like they're turning like a little bit of a page. I know it's quote unquote only the Carabao Cup, but they I don't know, they seem to be in quite
Carabao
a good
Cup
place.
Fourth round, people.
Sorry, yeah.
Reaching the last eight.
Yeah.
It's not to be sniffed at.
It was, the thing is, though,
if they make the final, they always lose, so it doesn't really matter. famously.
Yeah.
Is there an argument to say that now the manager's kind of brought some signings he actually wants? He's actually having quite a nice time, I suppose. Mm. There's like Tomiyasu and stuff there. You know, you talk about that a lot of, you know, like, I mean, we talk about Tomiyasu fitting into a system that the manager wants him to fit into, and we can talk about he was brought in because he can play in that asymmetrical defence, you know, four into a three, but what's actually happened is he's just hard working. He brings the best out of Saka because Saka switched wings, and I think players like that are really Arteta's players, and they're really, really playing for him, and I'm in for it, even though he didn't turn out last week. I thought it was a really, really solid performance from Arsenal with a Leeds team that were really good in the first half, but they really started to flag a little bit second half.
Yeah, it was good. It was an enjoyable game, wasn't it? And also, I mean, we spoke about Leeds sometime recently. It's slightly blurring into one, to be honest. But they have had lots of troubles with injuries and stuff, but seeing Calvin Phillips back in the starting lineup was good to see, and it was quite an enjoyable game. A couple of enjoyable goals as well. Callum Chambers coming on and scoring after 23 seconds, and then Eddie Nketiah. So his thing, it seems like, is scoring in the League Cup, right? He scored in seven out of eight games. He scored twice for Leeds United when he was on loan there. It's like the goal won't let him not score.
He tried, though, didn't he?
He really tried hard.
Yeah. He tried to work against the unit. It was like his first touch had a half-life. And like, so the first one, brilliant, and then slightly not as good. And then I don't know how he got that in. He ended up on his ass.
It amazed me.
Yeah, it was
more like a curl up from the ground.
The ball goes in the only kind of way that that it has to be totally accidental, because you've got to fall over, scuff. And like, there's so many things that have to go and play that are beyond your control for that to go in.
Yeah, you took about fine margins in football, don't you, Pete?
Oh, if that was a bit more pacey, it would look like a really accomplished finish, but it was just so kind of like a days ago, so slow. Arteta went, oh, no, oh, he's gone!
Yeah, he had enough. You know, it was the opposite of that, you know, when you think they've scored but it hit the side netting. You've already thought he's missed. Oh, he's in! Oh, wow!
How did that happen?
Yeah, that was nuts. Arteta says, I have full belief he's going to be a top, top player and hopefully at Arsenal.
Well, because there was a chat about him leaving at the start of the season.
Mm.
Because there was, I mean, this is why I'm a little bit reluctant to like really go full on Arsenal. Because what is it? You pull out this stat in the meeting. They're eight games unbeaten.
Yeah,
that was, but there was quite an unconvincing draw against Crystal Palace in there. I wouldn't say that a lot of those results have been particularly forthright in terms of like this is how Arteta's going to play. Blah blah blah. But the signings are interesting because. Feels like Pete mentioned obviously they're Arteta players, and it does feel like the first time in a while that they've got a set of transfers where there's first team players who are coming in and improving other players in the first team. You think of someone like Ben White, Tomiyasu, but also Ramsdale as well, who's proven, I mean, I've been wrong about quite a few things, but certainly I didn't think he'd be as good as he has been, certainly his distribution as well. And then even in getting Odegaard permanently, that does feel a bit there. And also the fact that Aubameyang is suddenly not a busted flush, and he's, you know, Arteta's talking about his work rate again and about how much he wants to deliver for the club and
green shoots,
his teammates. It feels like we're in an era of Premier League football where in 2 weeks' time this could all be bollocks.
Yeah, it's true.
For now,
Ben White was good, wasn't he? First off, he was taken off. He apparently has a bug. Oh. I don't know if we're allowed to have bugs in the current
the football
COVID
bug
era.
Or maybe it was like a pet bug. And he had to like go and look after it.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that might have been
a caterpillar in Bugs Life.
That might have been a misunderstanding. Actually, yeah, we should have looked into that in more detail.
Was that generally the reason he had a bug?
I don't know. That's what it said.
Are they like eyes on edge as I suppose the rest of the country then? If like,
well, exactly, you can't.
Is it like, sorry.
Did you,
Ben? Were you coughing? Like, no, I was calling to someone over there. Really, from the throat, yeah. Like, no, off, yeah.
Yeah, you're not allowing to, are you? If you've got a little cough on the tube, you just have to sit there and hold it in.
Could that be something you could like alert the referee to? Be like, oh, he's sniffing.
He's got a sniffle.
Have you seen that?
My partner, we went to see James Bond. My partner started coughing because she had that horrible cold.
Okay. Yeah,
but with colds with her, she just always has a cough for about a month afterwards. And she was coughing. And this bloke who, I mean, was in the movie theatre by himself, in shorts in October, drinking a bottle of wine. He went, oh, COVID. Really loud.
You can't say
wanker.
That.
Massive wanker.
Why was he in shorts?
Yeah.
I don't know. Why was he drinking a bottle of wine by himself?
You'll catch this cold in a minute, mate.
Some people only wear shorts. There was a teacher at my school who would wear shorts all year round, including on the ski trip.
On the ski trip? Wow.
Because you just thought you'd get like an ice burn off.
Yeah,
that,
you would.
You?
Oh, terrible.
Not all we like to see. Back to the Arsenal thing.
Yeah. They wear shorts.
Yeah. Good segue.
Trying to smash it to the table, but also trying to pay homage to a decent bit of performance. We talked about these young players coming in. Lokonga as well, looking like a great player. They seem to be starting quite young. They revealed the signing of 4-year-old Zain Ali Zaman last week. He's four, Pete.
Four?
Is that...
That's my earliest memory was four.
Yeah, like, I don't
know.
So
he'll look back and go, my earliest memory was playing football and being signed by Arsenal.
I mean, that sounds quite good when you put it like
that.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. Let's start your life, isn't it?
Do we feel uncomfortable about the idea of a 4-year-old being signed?
I think if we don't feel uncomfortable, we should. reassess a bit. Yeah. Luckily, there is no precedent for people being, you know, put in these situations from a young age and thus, you know, losing all of their childhood and you know, the rest of life fall apart. So, but then this is the thing, yeah, because you can't talk. I feel a bit like a bit of a dick saying that about a 4-year-old, but it just doesn't sit well with me at all because they could have done this in a very different way and it wouldn't have to be public.
Mm. Oh, I see.
This could have been done in a normal kind of academy way. This didn't need to be a thing, even if there are other clubs in for a fucking 4-year-old. Yeah. But yeah, that's what I feel
what
most.
What a phrase.
I'm not good on kids. When did you learn to walk?
Like, I think it's about one.
It'd be great if they're like, was that all Photoshop? We can't work. What? Why is he still in nappies?
Kit, were you not walking by 2.5?
As you said, I don't
the
remember
slug
it.
Child. I don't know. Slobbling around.
Yep, that's what they used to call me.
Did the help just hold you up?
Hold you up, mummy.
Here she comes. Here's little Kate. And they like sing a little song to
I'm
you.
I'm not
and...
walking. Yeah.
Moving on, Chelsea beat Southampton. It was 1-1 final score. They won 4-3 on penalties. Here's a stat for you. First time Chelsea have conceded a goal from open play in October.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Yeah, I mean, that makes a lot more sense with November around the corner. As in, like, that's a better stat, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been a whole month is the point we're making. It's not just like... Yeah.
It was good to see all the Chelsea players who haven't played for ages just coming out like caged animals. Ah! Yeah. Give me the rock! Give me the rock!
none more so than Kepa, who saved now more pens in shootouts than any other Chelsea player. That's 7.
Yeah, it was a tale of two keepers in many ways, wasn't it? Yeah. I would have loved to have seen Timo Werner in this against Forster in this kind of form. Oh. Big giant. Is there a room that Forster could be in that he isn't looming? He's so big. 6'7". Gigantic man.
I'm trying to think.
It's his stature, but it's also, the way he holds himself, isn't it? The way he's like, hulking.
I'd like to be carried around by him.
Yeah, it'd be good. But I feel like you could be like on his shoulders and he wouldn't notice you.
Or in his belly, like Kerrang from the Turtles.
Yeah, definitely. He was at fault for Adam's goal, we should perhaps say, Kepa. But other than that, made some good saves.
Do you think the penalty thing with Kepa is that because of what happened when he refused to come off with Sarri, do you think he's created this, like, I don't know, do you know he's got psychologically, he's got something over people who step up to him in a penalty shootout?
What, because he's like, I'm not elite? What? Why?
Well, just because, like, he was like, so he went rogue, he refused his manager's orders, he stayed on and, like, won them the day. It's like, James Bond level subordination, isn't it?
Yes!
And it's like, right, shit, you know what you're doing. You're kind of quite scary.
The cult of penalty. Yeah, CM Punk entrance music, though.
Yeah.
Fifth and more.
There's that.
Got it. Chelsea boss Thomas Tuchel said he lost Cesar Azpilicueta, Andreas Christensen and Ruben Loftus-Cheek to injury in the build-up or in the warm-up. I'm a bit concerned about what he's doing to his players in the build-up to this. But Andreas Christensen, for some reason, wants his contract is taking a while to settle. He's out of contract in the summer. And Antonio Rudiger, Azpilicueta and Thiago Silva all out of contract in the summer as well. Is that troubling, Vish? Is that bad news?
Rudiger's the most interesting one, I think.
Yes.
Because he's been brilliant. He is brilliant. And perhaps this is just part of, as I said before, like part of just the general negotiation. But I do wonder if there comes a point where, because of, like, do you remember, you know, he was out of favour with Frank Lampard And then there's this. And I know they're two separate things because Lampard didn't necessarily think he was, you know, good enough to still be starting. And this kind of impasse that they're at with negotiations, it might be easy for him to conflate the two and think, wow, this club really doesn't value me. Well, it's probably far from that. It's probably just how they're trying to do business at the moment. And I suppose like the COVID market means it's a little bit different now. They're less likely to, you know, there's less of a threat that they'll lose him in January.
Well, the Liverpool link's just won't go away, but you think that's going to cost them a hell of a lot of money, isn't it?
Yeah, and you think they'd be like in, you know, Liverpool, you know, would be looking at a different kind of age bracket of player.
Yeah.
But yeah, you never know.
So that's the Carabao Cup for today. Plenty more for you Carabao fans. I'm looking at you, Pete, tonight.
I am a Carabao fan. They, thanks to Jules's blagging, they sent a big tray of sugar-free Carabao, and I absolutely polished that off.
You were the only one who drank it.
Did you have the
first can was as good as the last? That's what I'm saying. All right.
Did you have the green one?
Oh, well, the apple one.
Ooh, so was it a bit appetizer?
It was a bit appetizer. I don't mind it. Don't mind. Look, you can't buy it anywhere.
Why is it getting cut?
Why is it getting cut?
It's so boring.
Oh, sorry, kid. Talk about your slug life. 3-4 years old then. Fine. Talking about you crawling around on the floor, shall we?
What we do have to get in is that Yate Town beat Dover 1-0 last night to face Yeovil Town in the next round.
Oh, sorry, talk about them instead.
And yeah, that'll be the first thing. Come on, people. This is the magic of the cup. We've got to get it in. It'll be the first time two teams, beginning with Y, have faced each other in 73,000 matches.
Is that interesting?
Shutter the show.
History.
Is that interesting? Is that better than drinking Carabao?
I'll leave.
Tasting notes.
Tasting notes of apple.
Yeah. Do you want some Y?
Oh, love.
Oh, what about the X teams?
Oh, love. Our love for our readers to tell us if that is more interesting. Our readers, our listeners. Yeah, write in footballramble.com. But before we get to the break, we need to get to you, Vish, as our Icardi correspondence, because there's been some fresh updates. And here, I think it's been optimistically entitled in the running order, The Last Leg. I don't think it's the I don't think we've heard the last from these two puppies.
No. They also, well, the that must be one of the new producers, because they're clearly not used to us flogging a dead horse. But there has been a fresh twist over the weekend.
A fresh twist.
Bring it to us.
Apple.
And sexy people only twist. There's no about turn, they twist.
Yeah.
They contort themselves.
Oh, God.
I'm going to stop there. Things seem to have settled on Friday, but Mauro Icardi then posted a photo on his Instagram story of himself and Wanda cuddling in bed. Her hand was down his
pants
as well, yeah.
Hello.
You saw it. No.
With the caption, "When you're in single mood on Instagram, but a night you come to ask for forgiveness. Where are we at, Wanda Icardi? It's not clear to me."
Imagine if he came at the room and said, "Sorry, darling, what I just did on Instagram."
I feel it's single. Oh, okay. I'm not going to extrapolate from that. Carry on.
He immediately deleted the story before posting another saying he was going to sleep. He then stopped following Wanda, although she might have blocked him. But last night, Wanda posted on Instagram confirming they had signed divorce papers but have now freely chosen each other.
And the reason for that is the thing you wouldn't let me read.
Yeah, so I think the reason for that is because he wrote her a letter.
Right.
Do we know if it's handwritten or not? Is the first thing I'd like to ask.
You know, looking at Icardi, I reckon he tattooed it on himself and she had to read it off his back.
Fine.
But there are so many different elements to this, such as, I'm a good person, I gave you my all, you know it, everyone knows it.
I'm a great father.
Yeah. And then he has the audacity to say, I'm a great stepfather too. Yeah, we know about that. Don't bring that up again. I'm not interested in material things. I always gave those things to you. I'm a millionaire, but I dress in H&M clothes and Amazon clothes.
Amazon clothes. You can get pretty nice clothes on Amazon.
You know that well.
But you can get any clothes on Amazon, can't you? So yeah, it could be all the things that footballers like.
Then there was this, I'm not going to read all of it, but there was a, now you want to fuck it up. You want to write with those guys. I hope the next footballer is 1% of what I was to you. You've ruined everything over a shitty chat that meant nothing to me. You're blind and you can't see beyond the phone. You just want bullshit and to send things to the press.
That's his apology letter.
This is what romantically inclined her.
And she got back together with him.
She said, "I've never received a letter like that before. It was so romantic. It made me see the other side."
I mean, it's not romantic. It's Amazon clothes.
There was a film in the late 90s, early 90s, I think, where all of my references come from, Rachel Bilson from the OC.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And we're big OC fans, aren't we, Vish?
Yeah.
And don't like the way you went, yes. and the bloke from Scrubs who punched that teenager on Punk'd once.
Oh, yes. Zach Braff.
Zach Braff. It's called The Last Kiss or The Last Rose or something. And he keeps on cheating on his wife, but the action is so delicious and the music is so excellent. You want the film to go on longer, so I wanted him to keep on cheating. So I want him. I want this to keep.
It's
on.
It's not going
to
stop.
Doing Alaska. This is not going to stop, is it? So I want this to continue and
they've
continue.
They've seen that this is as Maro says, she's addicted to her phone or whatever. She's added a lot of followers.
Aren't we all?
But it's good for their business, isn't it? Maybe
it's
they saw
good
that,
for their business.
That interview with Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly and thought, right, we're being outdone in the sexy dysfunctional couple stakes.
I am weed.
We need a piece of that. And it's great that
we
on the Football Ramble are contributing to their hype. Right, time to get to a break now and then we'll be bringing you some pep talks.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We're nearly at the end of the Premier League season, so I'm pretty drained. So many tense matches, and some not so tense, as well as point deductions, a battle for the title, and teams on the brink of relegation. All that suspense has me needing a well-deserved break. With the year in full swing, it can be easy to get swept up in work, social engagements, even keeping up with all this football, and we can spread ourselves too thin. But with therapy, you can learn to prioritise your time and really recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
This is Detective Abberline.
Hearing you, Abberline. Go ahead.
We've got the body of a male on Durwood Street, Whitechapel, just behind the Tube, a Mark Allen Nichols. His throat has been cut, a stab wound below his shoulder blade, and,
Continue, please, Detective.
Yeah, she's cut off his knob and put his bollocks in the recycling bins.
Stack presents a thrilling new audio fiction.
She cut his throat, unbollocked the guy, and decocked him for good measure.
The body of a man brutally murdered in Whitechapel was discovered this morning.
That was Jackie's way. Evil, bloodthirsty, sexually explicit, and just, yeah, just bloody horrible, really. Step into the scene. Me, yours truly, moi, that's, me, lead detective, Freddie Abberline of Scotland Yard.
There is a man next to us who has been brutally murdered and dismembered.
We'll go and find his member then. Jesus Christ. Oh, but we've kept his AirPods in, I see. What's he listening to? Death metal? Zombie Nation?
Follow me as I hunt the most vicious serial killer known to man.
Good Lord, she stuffed his eye sockets with his own bollocks.
Jackie the Ripper. The infamous Whitechapel murders. Retold. By the makers of The Offensive. Available now on all podcast platforms.
Sorry, Sally, I got your shoes. Oh, it's my Wagamama from earlier. Let's have a closer look.
Looks like noodles.
Nope, him.
Jackie the Ripper. Hold on to your bollocks.
Oh dear, look at these keepers.
Well, quite. Welcome back to the Football Ramble. Me, Vish and Pete with you today. It's Wednesday. It's time for Pep Talks.
We are so, so happy. We're so happy.
We are so happy. Yeah, I'm happy. I'm happy for them.
We are so happy. I'm so happy, believe me.
I'm so happy.
Sit down! Nobody talk! Sit down! Please! Drink wine and relax!
Yes, it is, Pete.
It is.
Bring us your knowledge.
Simon,
bring us the letter.
I'll bring you Simon's message. My best mate at 20 years, Scott, is getting married next year and he's picked myself and our other best mate as joint best men. Tom and I are just setting the wheels moving and planning a stag do in Manchester early next year. Good choice. As a Liverpool fan, I know the city is currently quite accommodating the visitors having a party in their backyard, so this is where we need you. What activities, food, booze, guests would make it the perfect ramble stag do, and which football manager would make the best man, the best man should either of Tom or I fall to some kind of keggy-esque misfortune on the stag do.
Well, it can't be Jose Mourinho, can it? Because we know he doesn't like doctors. Martin O'Neill, he's like a crime detective, isn't he?
So yeah. What do you think is going to happen on this stag
do? Yeah, jeez.
If anything went really wrong.
Yeah, but you wouldn't need him during it. You can't commit a crime in front of a policeman, can you? I'm not saying they're going to commit a crime. But you can't have a...
Yeah.
Investigate as you go along. It's not like clearing up after yourself in the kitchen, which you should do. It's very useful.
If you needed to write like a crime report, maybe he would just have a lot of background in knowing about it because he's
a
fan.
Do you think he'd be good on a stag do?
Martin O'Neill?
Yeah.
I don't think he would be that good, actually. I think he would be quite self-contained and I think he'd probably read a book.
Well, and when people were doing axe throwing.
People were trying to...
He's reading a book.
Trying to peer pressure him into downing jelly vodka or whatever. Yeah. And he'd just be like,
someone. You need your par juice. You need your John Carver if you're going to move it sort of in your castle direction. I think that's kind of
right.
Party boys and fighting men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we've got axe throwing.
Yeah.
Seems like.
Axe throwing, yeah. Yeah.
The beer bicycle thing.
Beer bicycle, yes. So we need some strong pistons.
You need big legs. So yeah. Grealish, where he's in Manchester.
Yeah, perfect. Mm-hmm. Very
Grealish. John McGinn's got a big ass. You can put him. He can be the driver of it.
Yeah,
we're just populating your stand with other people. You might not even get on it.
Actually, in a sense, well, they have asked for guests, but in a sense, the guests are the only bit that they probably don't need because presumably that's
they've already got.
Manchester's a good party city, actually, isn't it? As is Liverpool, actually. Although I suppose you're a Liverpool fan rather than being from Liverpool.
But, yeah, I think that's where Marcus had his stag do that we were not invited to.
Manchester.
Where do you think?
I think it was Manchester.
Where do you think that was, Pete?
Because we're trouble, and his lot are quite pleasant.
you'd want to add anarchy to that.
We're like the policemen who've been to the evidence locker. Whoa, brought a gun.
So depending on how you want this stag do to go, it's either you either want sort of Marcus there or
Alan
combination Grealish and Pardew. You got any activities you're particularly into? Apart from trying to avoid crime,
cat cafe. There's a cat cafe. In the northern quarter, I seem
there
to recall.
Is, yeah.
What is that? It's just cafe with cats in.
Yeah, it's really simple stuff, really. I suppose. Yeah, just get a
now,
cafe.
Why are you grimacing? It's like you pet them. They're not like working there.
Yeah,
like that 4-year-old footballer.
Yeah,
seems a bit unkind.
Another fucking hairball in this latte. Pricks.
All right. Does that I hope that answers your question?
No, it does.
Good luck.
Yeah, all the best. I have a query from Rusty Gray on Twitter. I've recently been released from my contract after 2 years committed service.
Aww.
And I've come into an £8 million windfall. Do you think I should get straight back to work despite the peak of my career having passed some time ago, or retire early and enjoy the money?
I see what you're doing there, old Rusty.
That's quite. So this is quite interesting because I've always thought, you know, in the way that people say, oh, you know, I'd love to win the Grand National. Basically, what you mean is you all win the lottery. You just want to be rich. You just want a lot of money. Fine. And there's a lot of people, whenever a manager gets fired, it's like, oh, well, you know, I could do with, you know, £3 million. And they always come back. And it isn't necessarily for, like, the next time they get sacked. It's because, like, the job clearly has a pull on them and they feel really lost without it.
Yeah.
So I was thinking of, like, what would Steve Bruce's next job be?
Whoa, are we talking about Steve Bruce?
Because it probably won't... Sorry, what would Rusty Gray's next job be? Because it probably won't be whatever his previous employment was.
Yeah, Rusty Gray, you should get back on the horse. You're a club legend. Go back home. Man United. It's funny.
Oh, I see. I think he should work in a garden centre.
Okay, well, do you think that Rusty Gray, and that we've got an image in our mind of what Rusty Gray looks like, you think it'd fit
big
in well?
Bacon
I think
fan.
A big bacon fan.
Yeah.
They do what are some, they supposed to
yeah,
cafes?
Sometimes
they
have cafes.
Really nice.
Yeah, I like that.
Look after
little
the plants,
hairnet, big tea
little,
urn.
Have
lovely.
A little, have a little chat to people.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone talks about how nice Rusty Gray is.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. But the... Yeah, the garden centre. Yeah, I can see. Do they have cafes and garden centres though?
I know, my local garden centre has a cafe in it.
I bet you can get afternoon tea at your local garden
yeah,
centre.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Garden centres are the best.
They are. I enjoy them too.
I mean, I've got a terrible hay fever. Like the worst places.
We'll have to check if Rusty Gray has that or not. Rusty, yeah. Let us know.
Yeah.
If you've got any questions for us, however bizarre, send them in, and we will get to them every Wednesday. Show at footballramble.com or tweet us at Football Ramble. Now, there was a bit of a battering experienced by Latvia from our glorious Lionesses. The Lionesses beat Latvia 10-0. So to put that into some sort of context, because I know obviously some of our listeners only really follow Premier League, that means that basically the gap between those two sides was about twice as big as the gap between Liverpool and Manchester United. So, yeah, it was enjoyable. Emma Hayes was on commentary. She suggested, this is for Marcus, he's not been in at the moment. This is a little nugget for him. She suggested that you don't want teams with that greater disparity appearing against each other in the women's game. So what about a Nations League equivalent?
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah.
More Nations Leagues, please.
Yeah, do you think there's, you know, I'm not too au fait with like the depth beyond the main Euro and World Cup teams. Mm. But I suppose the reason the Nation League works is because it improves the lower teams and obviously by evening up. Is there that kind of universal quality a couple of rungs below like the top level that can sustain itself?
Oh, well, yeah, because I reckon you could get, because the Faroe Islands, for example, last night, I didn't see the final score, but it was like 7-1 when I checked against Hungary.
Right.
So presumably they could play Latvia.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Play them every week. Can we play every week? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you have a federation that's got a bit of money.
It could be quite good. It'd be interesting to see how like women's football pans out, club and international, in the next couple of years, because you do get the sense that just from what Emma Hayes was talking about last month, I know Serena Weigmann's mentioned it as well and previous England managers, but we're going to get to a state where the international club game could come in conflict. There's going to be a lot of, you know, scheduling problems, and I suppose it'd be interesting to see if
with a smaller pool of money,
like
the club versus country would that be more stark, that difference?
Well, in terms
that
of like
fight?
Who wins in that situation, but also like, you know, with the Nations League, how much of that would then kind of like take over? And because, you know, a lot of the, you know, we talked about in the production meeting about the weekend being their first competitive game against Northern Ireland at Wembley, because they've had so many kind of showpiece games that you've against, you know, big opposition, that you assume that they were competitive. And so in that regard, it'd be great to have a more structured competitive system around. But it'd be something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, I was surprised to see, when I saw the starting lineup, I was surprised that it was such a load of the big guns all in the first 11. But
they were all firing. Opportunity missed for me there to fill your boots. I'd be like, oh, come on. One goal. Bore off.
And Ellen White missed the penalty as well. So she's on 44. She's the second highest female top scorer for England. So she got a goal last night, but she missed the penalty. So she's on 44 and Kelly Smith's on 46, I think.
Kelly Smith. Do you think there'll be an issue come this summer, or next summer, whereby, because it goes straight into the Euros, I know they've got this kind of pre-tournament like festival thing where they play like a few of the big teams, but under the guise of a friendly. Mm. Do you feel like these kind of games are quite hard for Weigmann to gauge, I suppose, her like ultimate semi-final first 11? Do you know what I mean?
It's so weird, isn't it? It's like, I guess it's an expansion of Emma Hayes point. Is like, yeah, it's cool. Obviously, I don't know if the equivalent is, Harry Kane getting his hat-trick against Enes Mura. Like, it's cool to see that people can score goals, but if you're getting that much space and these Latvian players are just like defending for their lives, then it's not really equivalent.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess it's maybe the equivalent of, like, for example, when PSG were just dominating Ligue 1 and then still, not doing that well in the Champions League.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very similar. Yeah,
I guess it is comparable. Well, I hope to see them do well. So I don't know, but that's a great question. We just wanted to touch quickly before we go on the situation at Derby, because it's now been a month, people, since they've been in administration, and they've had this. So they've had all these points docked already. So they're right at the bottom, but there's now been. I mean, every week, to be fair, Pete, there is someone linked with this, with buying the club.
Ashley.
But at the moment, that's not a real link, although it was like the day after he sold Newcastle, wasn't it? People were like, oh, yeah, you know, he really wants to. Maybe it's the same thing as Rusty, what's his face, that he wants to have the joy of being a part of football again. but yeah, now it's this guy, Chris Kirchner.
Mm. Yeah, he's a very, very young man, 34.
Oh, yeah.
34. And he's incredibly rich. And I went on the website of his freight company. Slink.io, and I'm probably doing more due diligence than the Football League, let's make that very clear, but it was such a slick website for a freight company. I was like, I'm signing up. I have no logistics need. I don't need to get packages from China at a massive. I do actually, I buy a lot of electronics, but I was like, I'm going to get my ship signed up with Slink.io.
Why?
But look, if the investment he can provide to Derby County is either anywhere as good as the website, I'm in.
So
two thumbs up.
Is it good, do you think, to have a very slick website?
For a freight company, yes.
Is it?
It puts you above the look, you see what happened in the Suez. You want someone who's got access to a Getty Images or a Getty Video
account.
But
it could be the opposite, couldn't it? It could be that they've spent all their time faffing around with they've paid for the most expensive one on Squarespace or whatever.
Hey,
and then
that's international freight for you.
Yeah.
It's a mugs game.
It's a freight eat freight world.
It's a freight eat freight world.
Get freight or die freighting, that's what
they say. 34 years old, yeah. 5 years younger than Phil Jagielka.
I mean, I think he's younger than everyone in this room, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah, that is fair.
No, he isn't. Have you had a birthday? This is...
Have you had a birthday? Calling me boring. Get out, Kate.
Happy birthday for all the ones I missed, mate. More football tonight. Carabao, deliciousness. Pete is the poster boy for all that. So do you want to take us through it? Five games?
No, because it's too boring.
Too boring.
Too boring.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, Man City are very much the only club taking it seriously in 5 years since they were last knocked out of the League Cup. That fantastic.
That is mad, isn't
it? It's lovely, isn't it?
It was 1-0 defeat to Manchester United. You must remember that fondly, Vish.
I do, yeah. Should we go out with one of your little alphabet stats? Do you want another letter of the alphabet we're going to get today? Or... Look, I've had a tough few days, yeah?
Burnley are hosting Spurs, and they're going to have a proper team, apparently, Spurs, that is.
Ooh, the battle of the teams with a U in their name.
Yes. That famous conflict. It's going to be massive. Can't wait. If you want more of this stuff, remember, there is loads.
It's a Wednesday.
Bonus content over. I thought it was quite packed, actually. Yeah. There's loads of bonus content over on our Patreon. We have bonus episodes, ad-free shows. We've got this thing where Vish is like suffering a lot of pain about Manchester United. We haven't made that yet, but that's my plan. And more for just $5 a month. Get over to patreon.com/footballramble to get involved. That is it from us. Say goodbye, Pete.
Farewell.
Say goodbye, Vish.
Goodbye.
On tomorrow's show, it is Jules, Luke and Pete. Thanks for listening to the Football Ramble, part of the Acast Creator Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
The Football Ramble is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this yeah. shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we'll weigh around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.